Well, now with a look at what else has been making scientific headlines this week, with our Naked Scientist News Flash, here is Meera Senthilingam.
The world's first commercial spaceport has opened in the deserts of New Mexico. Targeting all budding astronauts, Spaceport America is Virgin Galactic's gateway into outer space, providing members of the public 5 minutes of weightlessness up there at a cost of £127,000. The eco-designed building will house 7 spaceships, mission control, and a visitor experience area for those that can't afford the flight itself. Sir Richard Branson spoke at the launch.
These beautiful ships will shortly be ready to welcome the first of more than 450 people paid up and waiting to fly. The building has achieved the LEED Gold standard using local materials and regional construction techniques. And we have minimised energy requirements through the use of geothermal heating and cooling and extensive energy management practices. Simply put, it's a 21st century building for a 21st century business.
A new test could significantly boost the success rate of IVF treatment. The technique, developed by Dagan Wells and his team at the University of Oxford, screens potential embryos for chromosomal and genetic abnormalities before they're implanted, improving chances of pregnancy by up to 70%.
The embryo that looks the best can often harbour lethal genetic abnormalities. So the new test really combines a bunch of different aspects of embryo biology assessment. So we're looking at the chromosomes, we're looking at the mitochondria, which power the cell, we're looking at the telomeres, which protect the chromosomes. And together, that's giving us a very deep insight into the health and biology of the embryo.
A vaccine against malaria could be on the horizon after promising results from a clinical trial taking place across Africa. The RTSS vaccine is the most advanced malaria vaccine to date, currently targeting children under 18 months of age. Involving over 15,000 participants across 7 African countries, preliminary results published this week from the Phase 3 clinical trials found that infants receiving the vaccine had about half the risk of developing malaria than those without it. Chiri Abanyega is principal investigator on the trial site in Ghana.
Our results showed that RTSS reduced the risk of children aged 5 to 17 months experiencing clinical malaria by 56% over a 12-month follow-up period. The study also found that RTSS reduced the risk of severe malaria by 47%. This is remarkable when you consider that there has never been a successful vaccine against the human parasite.
And finally, new insight into the eating habits of the giant panda. Unlike other meat-eating bears, the giant panda is an omnivore with a diet consisting mainly of bamboo, eating up to 12 kilograms of the plant every day. But their ability to digest the cellulose and hemicellulose fibres dominating a bamboo plant has long been a mystery, as they lack the digestive enzymes found in other herbivores. Using gene sequencing techniques, Fu-En Wei and his team at the Chinese Academy of Sciences identified the presence of unique enzymes and gut bacteria, helping pandas make a meal out of this low-nutrient plant.
We found in the panda some special bacteria who could help the panda digest this and the fiber. Also, we found the genes coding for the enzyme to do this kind of job. Bamboo nutrition is very low. They contain low protein, sugar, and fat. So the panda needs to get some part of the nutrients from the fibers.
Despite this aided digestion, the bamboo remains low in nutrition, explaining just why the pandas have to eat such a large amount of it every day. And so the reason they choose to eat this above other foods still remains a mystery.
Well, that's food for thought. Thanks, Meera. The transcripts and references for that and all of the stories we've covered this week are on our website at thenakedscientist.com/news.
Got a Facebook message here from Olga Ilgikiova. I hope I've said that right, Olga, who's listening in York, and says, speaking kitchens, come on, there are cheaper and more efficient ways of learning a language and how to cook. Also, this only covers a tiny section of the vocabulary, but you learn the vocabulary of delicious food, and that can speak volumes, surely.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.